Hal Naris Bava. Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu Bezachrinus Tzion. By the rivers of Bavel, Babylon, there we sat and also wept when we remembered Tzion. What is the Gam Bachinu? Gam implies that there were other people that went along with the captives too. What was the story? The Psikta Rabasi explains how, as we mentioned, the unhealthy waters of the river were so polluted that they took a terrible toll and many, many Jews died. As they were dying, Nebuchadnezzar and his entourage were looking at this awful sight from pleasure boats floating upon the river. And as they were sailing down the river, they had music and minstrels for their own pleasure. It's Pasuk in Yeshaya saying how the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, were in boats with a joyous song. All the aristocracy of Yehuda, the princes, the nobles, were stripped naked. They were shackled in iron chains on the riverbanks. And Nebuchadnezzar, Rasha, says, why is it so easy for them? Why don't they carry heavy loads? They've got it so good. Immediately, the captives were loaded with the awful burdens that had the effect of bending their backs permanently. At that point, these goylim, these exiles, start crying. They start wailing. And the cries go up to Shemayim, and Hashem has rachamonos on them. And Hashem wept too. Hashem wept along with them. That's Gam Bachinu. When we're in pain, when Klal Yisrael's in pain, Hashem's in pain too. Something we need to be thinking about throughout the 3 weeks is that Golus is painful for Hashem as well. There are other pshatim. At the Tanu Beilo, that Gam Bachinu, as we cried again and again and again and again, we never stopped crying. Even if we paused briefly, we just kept on crying. Zachrinu es Tzion. When we remembered Tzion, as we'll see, the Jews were in such pain, physical pain, emotional pain, that we just couldn't find any inspiration to sing. And our musical instruments that we've brought with us from Eretz Yisrael, from the Beis HaMikdash, fall silent. This explains the Radak. Means that Eretz Yisrael was still alive for them. We carry Yerushalayim in our hearts. Its memory is never destroyed. We're the ones that remain forever. It was Bavel who was then at the height of all of its powers, that was ultimately destined to die. The Klal Yisrael, sometimes through our silence, sometimes through our inability to sing and to celebrate fully, we maintain something alive inside of us that will never die. Because we live with our memories. We live with a clarity of purpose. We know ultimately where we're going to. And that's why we'll get there. But we have an inner drive and an inner passion. A yearning for Eretz Yisrael that will never be quietened.